Okay, smacking him in the head.
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 Good luck with this. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to YouTube.tv. And we're going to continue with this learning English with movies. Vamos a continuar con esta serie de aprender inglés con películas que tanto os gustó. Hace poco hicimos una con Back to the Future. And today we're going to work with a little scene of The School of Rock, Escuela de Rock, un clásico entre los clásicos, con ese personaje que es Jack Black y con el que yo mismo aprendí mucho inglés con esta película. And okay, so are you guys ready?
Don't miss out on new videos. Click the bell, and if you liked it, give us a thumbs up for more.
Bien, pues vamos a comenzar. Lo primero que vamos a hacer es os voy a poner este diálogo que ocurre entre Dewey Finn. Fijaros que es F-I-N-N, Finn, pero se dice Finn, ya lo escucharéis. Dewey Finn. And Rosalie Mullins, que es la directora del colegio, es Dewey Finn, para ponernos en antecedentes, es un guitar player que se queda, lo echan de su banda, y they kick him off from the band, y se hace pasar por un profe sustituto de un quinto de primaria o algo así, and como no sabe hacer otra cosa que rockear, que he just knows how to rock, lo que hace es enseñar a su clase a formar una banda de rock. Entonces, esto es la conversación entre Dewey Finn, la directora del colegio. Vais a ver que es muy, muy interesante cómo unen todas las palabras, cómo cambian todas las is por las es, un poco todo lo que se comen las h's, todo lo que os enseñamos aquí con el método YouTalk, pero ahora lo vais a ver en práctica. Como decimos, os dejamos ya con este trocito de la película, que es un minuto y algo, y luego vamos a explicar frase por frase, de menos a más, explicando todos los trucos de pronunciación, y veréis cómo al final de este vídeo lo vais a comprender todo mucho mejor. Y todos estos trucos que vais a ver aquí, all these tricks, son aplicables, son replicables, you can replicate them con cualquier otra película, con cualquier otra conversación, with any other conversations. Your pronunciation is going to sound good, but you're going to understand much better. Remember, sound good and understand better. Let's get started. Okay, listen to it.
So how's this going to work? Are you going to pay me up front?
I don't understand.
It'd be really great if I could get paid now in cash.
Oh, well, we don't do that.
Okay, well, when you cut my check, just make it payable to Dewey Finn for tax reasons.
You can discuss all of that with Candace in administration at the end of the day.
Okay, when's the end of the day?
We commence at 8:15. School lets out at 3.
Oh, you know what? You think I could cut out a little early today? I got some stuff I gotta do.
It's cool. I can stay.
Mr. Schneebly, this is considered the best elementary school in the state, and we maintain that reputation by adhering to a strict code of conduct, faculty included.
You know what? You don't have to worry about me because I'm a hard ass, and if a kid gets out of line, I got no problem smacking him in the head.
No, we don't use corporal punishment here.
Okay, so just verbal abuse?
Mr. Schneebly, if you have any problems with any of your students, you just send them to me. I will do the disciplining.
Check.
Bien, vamos entonces a desgranarlos frase por frase, tal como hicimos con Back to the Future, pero en este caso con The School of Rock. Y lo primero que dice Dewey Finn...
So how's this going to work? Are you going to pay me up front?
Ok, y dice, so, dicho despacio, so how's this going to work? How's this going to work? Are you going to pay me up front? Dicho a velocidad normal, so how's this going to work? Are you going to pay me up front? So how is this? Fijaros que dice this con E. Gonna, en vez de going to, and work. So how's this gonna work? Are you gonna pay me up front? ¿Me vas a pagar a tocateja? En tocateja, dejemos en España, como me vas a pagar en metálico, cash. Are you gonna pay me up front? Sí, sería metálico, pero más bien sería por anticipado, ¿vale? So are you gonna pay me up front? So otra vez a velocidad normal. So how's this gonna work? Are you gonna pay me up front? All right, good. Y luego responde ella.
I don't understand.
Rosalie Muslims, la directora, the principal, por cierto, directora se dice, o director principal, y dice, I don't understand. Fíjate que la D la convierte en una R suave, I don't, y luego understand. Este es el sonido EA que está en estas palabras que consultáis tanto vosotros como battle, como can, como ran, es ea, ea, ea. Y ella claramente lo dice así, I don't understand, I don't understand. Y luego él replica,
it'd be really great if I could get paid now in cash.
So dice, it'd be really great if I could get paid now in cash, all right? So it would be really great if I could get paid now in cash. Dice, in cash. It'd be really great if I could get paid now in cash, all right? Así lo dice. It'd be really great if I could get paid now in cash. Más rápido. It'd be really great if I could get paid now in cash. It'd be really great if I could get paid now in cash. All right? Otra vez, ese ea, cash, y el shh, cash. All right? Y ella replica,
oh, well, we don't do that.
Oh, well, we don't do that. Oh, well, we don't do that. Yo le hubiera dicho, oh, well, we don't do that. So ella dice, oh, well, we don't do that. Pero en cualquier caso, fijaros cómo lo unen todo. Well, we don't do that. Oh, well, we don't do that. Y luego él dice,
okay, well, when you cut my check, just make it payable to Dewey Finn for tax reasons.
Okay, well, when you cut my check, just make it payable to Dewey Finn for tax reasons. Aquí, fíjate, okay, well, otra vez, well, when you cut my check, cuando prepares mi cheque, okay, just make it payable, que esté a nombre de, make it payable to Dewey Finn. Y fíjate que dice Finn, no Finn, for tax reasons. Cuando prepares mi cheque, solo haz que esté a nombre de Dewey Finn, su nombre, por temas fiscales, okay? Okay, well, when you cut my check, just make it payable to Dewey Finn for tax reasons, okay, tax reasons. All right, so, y ella replica,
you can discuss all of that with Candace in administration at the end of the day.
You can discuss all that with Candace in the administration at the end of the day. You can, otra vez no es can, sino can, discuss all that with, no with, sino with Candace. Fíjate, Candace. In the administration, otra vez, in administration at the end of the day. So, a velocidad normal dice, You can discuss all that with Candace in administration at the end of the day. All right? So you can discuss all that with Candace in administration at the end of the day. Todo junto, at the end of the day.
Okay, when's the end of the day?
When's the end of the day? Todo deprisa dice, okay, when's the end of the day? When is the end of the day? Okay, when is the end of the day? Okay, when's the end of the day? When's the end of the day? Y ella dice,
we commence at 8:15, school lets out at 3.
Fijaros que lo dice a toda pastilla. We commence at 15. We commence at 15 in school, and school lets out at 3. Okay? We commence at 15, and school lets out at 3. Y les dejamos salir a las 3. We commence at 15, and school lets out at 3.
Oh, you know what? You think I could cut out a little early today? I got some stuff I gotta do.
It's cool. I can stay.
Okay, y él dice, you know what? Do you think I could cut out a little early today? Un poco más pronto hoy. I got some stuff I gotta do. Y ella le mira así. Y él replica, it's cool. I can stay. Okay? So a velocidad un poquito más deprisa dice, do you think I could cut out a little early today? I got some stuff I gotta do. Y él otra vez replica, it's cool, I can stay. Fijaros cómo dice it's con una E y luego I can, no I can't, I can stay, junta, I can stay. Y luego ella le replica,
Mr. Schneebly, this is considered the best elementary school in the state and we maintain that reputation by adhering to a strict code of conduct, faculty included.
Mr. Schneebly, this is considered the best elementary school in the state and we maintain that reputation by adhering to a strict code of conduct, faculty included. No va muy deprisa ahí, pero dice Mr. Schneebly, que es el nombre del profesor, en este caso, ¿cómo se hace llamar Jack Black? Okay. Mr. Schneebly, this is considered, fíjate con él, this is considered the best elementary school, in the state. And we maintain that reputation, mantenemos esa reputación by adhering, al seguir un estricto código de conducta, incluido el profesorado, faculty included. A la velocidad normal sería, Mr. Schneebly, this is considered the best elementary school in the States, and we maintain that reputation by adhering to a strict code of conduct, faculty included. Y él replica,
you know what? You don't have to worry about me because I'm a hard ass. And if a kid gets out of line, I got no problem smacking him in the head.
Okay, él le dice a mucha velocidad esto. You know what? You don't have to worry about me because I'm a hard ass. And if a kid gets out of line, I got no problem smacking them in the head. Smacking them in the head. Smacking them in the head. Así lo dice, okay? Vamos a desglosarlo. Dice, you know what? ¿Sabes qué? Se come el do, ¿vale? You know what? You don't have to worry about me because I'm a hard ass. Es como soy un tipo duro, okay? And if a kid gets out of line, si un niño se va de madre o se porta mal, por así decirlo, I got no problem, no tengo problema, smacking them in the head. Les doy un cachete, les doy una torta, les doy una cachetada, como se diga, ¿vale? Smacking them in the head, pero fíjate que dice, se comen la TH, con el truco de comerse la H y la TH, smacking them in, y luego no dice in, sino in the head. Smacking him in the head. Y luego la TH casi ni la hice. In the head. Okay, smacking him in the head.
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 Good luck with this. Buena suerte.
No, we don't use corporal punishment here.
Okay. Y ella dice, no. We don't use corporal punishment here. No castigamos a los niños, pegamos a los niños. No, we don't use corporal punishment here. We don't use corporal punishment. Fíjate, la I como una E y la S hace bien fuerte. Punishment, here. Y él replica.
Okay, so just verbal abuse?
Okay, so just verbal abuse? Solo insultarles, verbal abuse. Okay, so just verbal abuse? Y luego ella replica.
Mr. Schneebly, if you have any problems with any of your students, you just send them to me. I will do the disciplining.
Mr. Schneebly, if you have any problems with any of your students, you just send them to me. I will do disciplining. Okay, so Mr. Schneebly, if you have any problems, si tienes algún problema, any problems, fijaros que es any en plural. ¿Tienes algún boli? Do you have any pens? ¿Tienes algún libro? Do you have any books? ¿Tienes algún problema? Do you have any problems? Es any con S. So, Mr. Schneebly, if you have any problems with any of your students, como junta any of your students, you just send them to me. You just send them to me. Che, la J, ¿vale? Muy fuerte. Just send them to me. Yo les corregiré. I will do the disciplining. Otra vez, disciplining se convierte en E, disciplining. Y la L bien fuerte, disciplining. So, otra vez, Mr. Schneebly, if you have any problems with any of your students, just send them to me. I will do the disciplining. Y él dice, check.
Check.
Lo entiendo, check. All right. So, esto ha sido el desglose de todas las frases. Espero que os hayan servido. Ahora lo que vamos a hacer es, vais a escuchar de nuevo todo el discurso y a ver si podéis comprender un poquito más de lo que lo habéis hecho al principio.
So how's this going to work? Are you going to pay me up front?
I don't understand.
It'd be really great if I could get paid now in cash.
Oh, well, we don't do that.
Okay, well, when you cut my check, just make it payable to Dewey Finn for tax reasons.
You can discuss all of that with Candace in administration at the end of the day.
Okay, when's the end of the day?
We commence at 8:15. School lets out at 3.
Oh, you know what? You think I could cut out a little early today? I got some stuff I gotta do.
It's cool. I can stay.
Mr. Schneebly, this is considered the best elementary school in the state, and we maintain that reputation by adhering to a strict code of conduct, faculty included.
You know what? You don't have to worry about me because I'm a hard ass, and if a kid gets out of line, I got no problem smacking him in the head.
No, we don't use corporal punishment here.
Okay, so just verbal abuse?
Mr. Schneebly, if you have any problems with any of your students, you just send them to me. I will do the disciplining.
Check.
Pero otra vez, de nuevo, es lo que podéis hacer es mirar abajo en el texto. Os he puesto todo la transcripción del diálogo e intentad primero escucharlo y luego ya una vez que habéis escuchado mi explicación podéis intentar repetirlo y hasta que os salga a tiempo real y podáis hacerlo con este diálogo que os voy a poner, el del principio y el de ahora, completo, a velocidad normal. Pero sobre todo, the most important thing is que todos los trucos, all the tricks that I'm giving you guys here, you're going to be able to use them by watching any of the movies, by listening to songs, Real conversations, lo vais a ver, son... No quiero que os memoricéis esto como, ¿sabes?, de por sí, sino que todo esto es replicable, es el ABC, de ese secreto para poder hablar en inglés, y sobre todo para comprenderlo y para que sonéis bien. Remember, sound good and understand better. No es tan importante como tú sepas escribir, lo rápido que sepas escribir o incluso leer. Lo más importante, cómo te van a valorar, es cómo tú suenas y la fluidez, fluidez y pronunciación en understanding, ¿ok? So, anyways, let us know if you liked it, let us know if you have any other questions. Recordad que tenéis, podéis abrir vuestra franquicia de UTalk en the US, en Mexico, Colombia, Perú, wherever, en cualquier otro sitio de España podéis abrir una franquicia. Consultar en www.utalk.es/franquicias, pedir información y os mandaremos. Podéis montar vuestro propio UTalk con todo nuestro apoyo, nuestro support, nuestro método, nuestros libros, todo, nuestro YouTube channel. And recordad darle a la campanita. Si estáis suscritos, si os vais a suscribir, darle a la campanita porque os llegará avisos de todos los vídeos. Hay gente que está suscrita y me dicen, Fran, no me llegan avisos. Pues es porque hay que darle la campanita. Just click on the bell. Also, recordad que tenéis todos nuestros libros en formato descargable en hablaringles.online, www.hablaringles.online, que tenéis un descuento del 25% para vosotros, UTalkers, si añadís el código de descuento UTalkTV, 25%. Dejadnos todo tipo de consultas y que pronto vamos a tener un UTalkTV Plus por $9.99. Aparte de esto, esto seguirá siendo gratis, pero será un canal por el que tendréis todos nuestros libros en vídeo, con todas las explicaciones, con todas las resoluciones de consultas que podáis hacer de cada uno de estos vídeos, pero además con una masterclass semanal de un par de horas para todos los UTalkers que estéis suscritos en esa página de pago recurrente mensual de por 9,90 euros o por unos 10 o 11 dólares al mes. Anyways, thank you so much and see you next time. Come on, dude, don't be a fool. Just go ahead and make that move. Yeah, yeah, subscribe, subscribe. You're not gonna die. Subscribe, subscribe. And it won't make you cry. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe.